The story of the Flatwoods Monster began September 12, 1952, in the small town of Flatwoods. It was 7 o'clock at night, and some schoolboys were playing football. They saw some kind of object falling from the sky that looked to be on fire, says Andrew Smith. He's somewhat of an expert when it comes to the Flatwoods legend.
Something bright, maybe a fireball, appeared to fly overhead and land on a nearby hilltop.
Andrew's the executive director of the Braxton County Visitor Center, as well as the founder of the Flatwoods Monster Museum, which opened 2 years ago. So, as the original story goes, the boys and two adults hiked up the hill to check out this fireball. There was an overwhelming, rotten egg smell in the air that burned their eyes.
They see movement from their left coming from the woods, and as they shine their light at it,
they saw a 10-foot-tall monster hovering above the ground, spewing smoke and gas at them. Its head was red and spade-shaped, with a distinct point at the top. It had glowing eyes with spindly arms and claws. Its body was covered in some kind of green armor.
Even though it was floating quietly, but also emitting like a shrieking sound.
Everyone ran home and reported it to the police. Other than a lingering smell, there wasn't much evidence left behind. So that's the basic story of the Flatwoods Monster. It was 67 years ago, but people are still talking about it. And over the years, the telling of the story has varied. Some people think there was a government conspiracy involved. Other versions mention a dog that died from the gas that poured out of the monster. There's just something about this story that lets the imagination run wild. And of course, the actual look of the monster is constantly changing. So the Flatwoods Monster Museum has become an epicenter of all the different interpretations of the monster. It's in an old pharmacy building in the small downtown of Sutton, West Virginia. The storefront windows advertise the museum in different languages for that international appeal. Originally, it was supposed to be the Braxton County Visitor Center, but what started as one small shelf of Flatwoods Monster paraphernalia turned into an entire museum.
I would say easily over 95% of our traffic is because we're a Flatwoods Monster Museum, not because we're a visitor center.
The museum is one large room. At the entrance, people are greeted by a life-sized Flatwoods Monster costume. The walls are lined with tall shelves displaying many reinterpretations of the monster, like drawings, figurines, lanterns, stickers, t-shirts, and video games. Some look cute and inviting, while others have evil eyes and bulging muscles. At the back of the room is another life-sized Flatwoods monster made out of a green graduation gown, PVC pipe, and a red circular pizza pan. Another one sits on top of a shelf. It's just the head of the monster, but it's much larger than a human head. Its menacing eyes peer down at guests. It has a bony, dark red face, hollowed out cheekbones, and a grim reaper-like cloak.
I have no idea where that came from.
Andrew says a lot of the collection has been donated by artists and collectors. And the museum has also become a hub for all things spooky in West Virginia. It's a place for people to swap not just Flatwoods Monster knowledge, but ghost stories and UFO sightings. Colby White, a Morgantown-based musician, has some merchandise from his band on display. Captain Catfish is a punk band with an Appalachian folk music flair. A lot of their tunes are based on regional folklore, such as Bigfoot, the Yeti, and of course, the Flatwoods Monster.
No phantom of Flatwoods from moon or from Mars. Maybe from God, not from the stars.
The song is called The Phantom of Flatwoods. It's a traditional West Virginia folk song written at the time of the sighting by a local named Don Lamb. However, Colby arranged the music to it. And he actually has a tattoo of the monster. Most people interpret the tale as scary or evil, but he sees it differently. He thinks the Flatwoods Monster was just taking in its surroundings when a group of kids and their mom approached from behind.
Here comes, like, you know, a bunch of kids and, like, you know, this woman, like, shining a flashlight and this dude's eyes or creature's eyes. Next thing he knows, he's getting blinded and he freaks out and starts vibrating and just, like, basically throws up some sort of weird oil on him. So I think they startled him. That's my theory. I think they startled the Flatwoods Monster.
The monster, surprisingly, has a Japanese following that Andrew thinks began in the 60s or 80s. It's featured in some older Japanese video games and also made into figurines. They have an anime cartoon look, with bright colors and a large, toothy mouth. Andrew has used the Flatwoods Monster as a way to try to boost tourism in the area. He even runs online ads in Japanese, which proved to be fruitful. Andrew says a Japanese woman visited the museum last year after seeing the ad.
She had seen this drawing her whole life, but she had no idea it was based in America. She had no idea it was based in West Virginia. But learning that it was, she just did this deep dive into West Virginia.
There are also different names associated with the monster, like the Phantom of Flatwoods, Braxton County Monster, and the Flatwoods Green Monster. Andrew says in a board game, it's referred to as Braxy, with two X's.
Braxy has been a word for maybe 3 years. And how often I hear people using it is pretty amazing. And they use it as if it's old.
There are even handmade wooden chairs painted to look like the monster. All five were built by a local carpenter and are placed throughout Braxton County. They are 10 feet tall with built-in stairs to reach the seat. They look more like a throne. Recently, Andrew also launched a social media campaign using the chairs.
You're actually preserving the history and the memory of the Flatwoods Monster. So you're taking these pictures and putting them on the internet.
Andrew says he believes the group saw something that September night in 1952. Whether it was the Flatwoods Monster, he says he'll leave it up to the imagination. And Colby, the musician, says a part of him would love to spot the monster in the wild, but he also kind of likes the mystery of it all. The unknown. It gives him something to believe in.
Please tell us why you fly over our trees, the end of the world, or an omen of peace.
For Inside Appalachia, I'm Caitlin Tan in Braxton County, West Virginia.
Sight of the Phantom was a sight to behold. Green eyes and red face, so the story was told. He floated in air with fingers of flame. Was gone with a hiss, just as quick as it came.